To point out the obvious, renewables are really expensive. So we use financing to make the most of a small balance sheet because there's only so much cash anyone has on hand. And efficient use of tax incentives is just a polite way of saying that you need a pretty significant amount of income and associated tax liabilities to make use of tax incentives, and that's not where most developers and sponsors find themselves. But a fair amount of banks and other investors are there. So tax equity allows them to participate. And what is project finance? It's really just an umbrella term for a bunch of different ways that we find money to build projects. So debt, tax equity, and other types of investments. So the project lifecycle, following this presentation, you're going to get an in-depth view of actually what happens in the development cycle. This is just my one slide. So during the development phase, developers are putting together all the rights they need to build a project. So they go to landowners for site control, they apply for permits, they fight for an interconnection queue position, and then they try to find a buyer for their power. So some of these things are not too expensive on their own, but interconnection deposits, PPA security, and buying land can be really large costs. Also, even small expenses can add up. And greenfield development can be risky. So you're going to meet a lot of frogs before you find that 40-year triple-digit offtake from a utility. Then there's your construction phase, and that's just super expensive. Your project is literally being built, and it's real. So you have to pay contractors, subcontractors, equipment vendors, your lawyers, everyone. And then the operating period isn't too bad. So unless something really goes awry, you're just kind of taking care of maintenance, doing some asset management. Your costs are pretty level during the operational period. So there are a few inflection points where you see the most financing activity. At NTP, when you're actually starting to build your project, short for notice to proceed, when you let your contractor know that they're free to start building. And then sort of at project completion, once your project has been built, you have to pay back your construction loan. So if anyone's wondering, mechanical completion just means that your project is in the ground and ready to run. It hasn't been connected to the grid yet, so it just hasn't been placed in service or turned on. Substantial completion, your project has been connected to the grid, but there are a small number of punch list items that still need to be completed. So those tend to be minor, maybe stenciling something on the nacelle that looks really nice. So development financing, pre-NTP, this is really interesting because there's no one type of development financing. There's just no standard because capital needs are just so variable at this point. And development financing can be really expensive, so you just don't see it in every project. Sometimes project companies haven't been set up, so the developer is the borrower, and their funding is just a type of your typical corporate lending. If the project company has been set up, you'll see the developer step in to sort of backstop that loan with a guarantee. So that would be sort of a full recourse type lending. That is, the loan is supposed to be supported by the lender's access to someone's balance sheet. Sometimes you see vendor or supplier contractor financing. Generally, that's an exchange for an exclusivity in getting that EPC work or supply work if the project moves forward. Similarly, you'll see some investors who provide development capital. They'll enter into joint ventures, or they'll take a small equity stake in a project. So they'll get a first look at any construction or tax equity financing the project needs as it moves forward. So a while ago, I did this development financing that allowed a developer to borrow $10 million to cover 100 separate interconnection deposits for a solar portfolio. And the deposits were actually fully refundable. So that was a really interesting financing because a big part of the security package was that the lender just needed to ensure that any refunded deposits went directly to them. Okay, so construction debt. Construction debt is the most intuitive type of financing. Everyone knows what to expect. You borrow money to build a project, and the security for the loan is the project itself. So non-recourse or limited recourse means that the lender isn't going to look beyond the project assets if something goes awry. A quick note, though, that your lender is still going to require your borrower to have some skin in the game to align interests. So the borrower will always need to have contributed some form of funding to the project, like a mortgage down payment.